14-year-old student. Russia being accused again of election interference. The Kremlin allegedly turned to social influencers and a Tennessee-based company to spread disinformation, according to the Department of Justice. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will debate for the first and quite possibly the last time next week after Harris finally agreed to the rules of the debate. It will be held Tuesday night, 9 Eastern Time on ABC. And just about all of Tim Walz's extended family has come out in favor of Donald Trump. Photo on social media. His relatives decked out in T-shirts reading Walz's for Trump 2024. SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, gun confiscation and Kamala Harris. And we're doing that based on the recent event of 4 people being killed, murdered, slaughtered, 2 teachers and 2 students, and 9 being injured at the hands of a 14-year-old lad in North Georgia with an AR-15. Now, people say, well, AR-15, that is a military weapon. That is a war weapon, as AOC and others in Washington call it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's simply a long gun, yet it is being vilified, and somehow, some way, there's the mindset, we need to take all guns away. And Kamala Harris has already said, if she is elected, this is not hypothetical, this is not postulating and bounding it about as the decision to be made. She's already publicly said that she would have a forced government gun buyback program instituted to force the citizens to sell their guns to the government. Now, I don't know if you've given that consideration or not. That is an absolute farce that we're going to have a gun buyback. It is forced confiscation. And the confiscation will not work, will not work. Every nation that's ever tried that, it simply disarms the people so that the government can come in and your socialist, Marxist, communist people that's in charge will take control of the citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, so what's the answer? This is something that we find that the young lad had been questioned a year ago. The FBI, I'm looking at a headline, teen previously interviewed by the FBI. The teen had been interviewed by the FBI, received anonymous tips in May of 2023 about online threats to commit an unspecified school shooting, the agency said in the statement. The FBI Atlanta said on social media Wednesday night that the FBI's National Threat Operations Center found the post came from Georgia, and the FBI's Atlanta field office referred the information to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, which is adjacent to the Barra County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office interviewed the 13-year-old and his father, who said there were hunting guns in the house, but the teenager did not have any unsupervised access to them. The teen also denied making any online threats. Ladies and gentlemen, this article goes on to talk about the disturbing trend with the shootings. They talk about the dozens of shootings that that have taken place in Connecticut and Florida and Uvalde, Texas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This article states, let me quote that, read this, and then I'll ask a question. Before Wednesday, there had been 29 mass killings in the U.S. So far this year, according to the database maintained by the Associated Press, the USA Today, in partnership with Northeastern University, at least 127 people have died in those killings, which are defined as incidents of which four or more people died within a 24-hour period of time, including the killer. The same definition used by the FBI. So what they're saying, ladies and gentlemen, they're giving you the definition, the reason they call it mass murder or mass killings. So with this being said, and the latest one being where the shooter, a 14-year-old, took his father's AR-15, we're assuming it's his father's, because there's nothing been said about any purchase or any theft of a weapon. And so here are some of the possibilities. Some of the possibilities being, number one, they're going to try to come back on the father because the father owned the weapon. They claim that he did not keep it supervised. He did not keep it locked. It was not hidden away. The kid had an opportunity to find it, to get at it, et cetera, et cetera. The whole point being, they're going to try their very best to circumvent the fact that it's not the weapon, it's not the father's fault, it's not the weapon. It is the mind and the heart of the shooter that did the pulling of the trigger. So just what's law enforcement saying, and just how do they, the plans of the politicians, how do they plan to carry out it to fix it? Number one, they today in an interview, listen, this morning I watched on Fox News, they interviewed the former, I believe it was the chief of police, the former high up in the law enforcement in the state of New York. They interviewed him, I believe he was the retired police chief, that said the, as they asked the question, what caused it and all, and he said, number one, listen to his answer. He said, number one, the state of Georgia does not have a red flag law. I'll pause and let you think on that a minute. He said, 16 other states have red flag laws. Georgia does not. And that's one of the major problems. He said that would not have solved it perhaps completely, but they need a red flag law. So just what are red flag laws? The red flag law, ladies and gentlemen, 16 of them, including, listen, the state of Florida. We have red flag laws in the state of Florida, 15 other states, 16 total. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, based on the authority of our Constitution, a red flag law is unconstitutional. A red flag law allows a judge to order the confiscation of your legally owned weapon on the basis of some disgruntled citizen, some previous employer, some disgruntled neighbor, somebody that does not like you, one of your enemies. All you got to do is pick up the telephone and claim that you're walking down the street with a weapon in your hand, that you're endangering your life and the life of others. All out of the figment of the imagination, but the telephone call is made. As a result of that, the judge can order your weapon to be confiscated, and then you will spend thousands of dollars and years, not weeks, not months, years, defending your right to have your rights reinstated and your weapon returned. That's a red flag law. It is unconstitutional. It circumvents the process of being caught, tried, convicted, prosecuted through the courts, and some guilty evidence or decision made. You are found guilty without a trial. That's the bottom line. Your weapon is confiscated without a trial. Your weapon is confiscated just based on a telephone call or an accusation. That's the red flag laws. So that's number one, as a serious-minded, retired law enforcement individual recommended on Fox News this morning, 6:37 o'clock news. Now, do you think that'll control it? What if this were in the state of Florida? A red flag law, has a red flag law stopped any mass murder? Do you know of any state that has the red flag laws, any state where has a law that will allow your gun to be confiscated by simply having a judge to make that order without due process going forth? No, it's not stopped the first shooting. But yet this law enforcement, retired law enforcement, said Georgia's at fault. They don't have a red flag law. He said, in fact, the preamble to that statement, that Georgia has some of the loosest laws about weapons, about guns, of any state. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, if the number of weapons in the hands of the people is the cause of the problem, you got to understand, I don't know the exact number, and I read an article recently, I believe it was something like 400 to 500 million weapons in the hands of citizens in America. And that would be, say to me, the more weapons, the more shootings, the more killings, and that's simply not the case. You can go back, ladies and gentlemen, and look at it based on statistical data and find that does not increase the number of the wicked murders. It increases the number of laws that they want to make. And with thousands and thousands of laws, rules, and regulations locally, statewide, and nationally, it's not stopped any killing. Secondly, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration and its talking heads are now loudly advocating, again, may I say, that the government must cancel our Second Amendment rights, must ban all long guns, is what I'm saying. That is what they're talking about, promulgating and pushing today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Let me read a brief statement from it. It says at least four were killed, nine injured, in the shooting in Georgia high school suspect taken into custody. Joe Biden said this: we must ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Once again, require safe storage of firearms, enact universal background checks, end immunity for gun manufacturers. Wow. You know what he's saying? Let's confiscate your weapon. You know what Joe Biden is advocating? Let's disarm all citizens in America. Let's allow the thugs to come in and take control of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the right to keep and bear arms is not just something found in the Second Amendment. Our founding fathers put it there. God gave it to us in the Word of God. I have a little book called The Doctrine of Self-Defense that I had the privilege of publishing back a number of years ago. In fact, it was in 2013. You find in that The Doctrine of Self-Defense, God's Word gives us the authority to keep and bear arms. It was confirmed in our Constitution, codified in the Constitution, confirmed to be carried out by the citizens, by the U.S. Supreme Court, and rulings in the past and present. So may I say, ladies and gentlemen, given a red flag law that gives the government to control your gun is not a good idea. I'm against it. I was against it when they passed it in the state of Florida. I'm against it for any state in the United States of America, and it needs to be seriously considered, anybody that ever has the privilege of voting for or against such a law. But Biden is advocating now that there be a confiscation of weapons. Here's another article. President Joe Biden issued a statement and condemned the violence at the high school. He says, Jill and I are mourning the death of those who live lives were cut short due to a more senseless gun violence, and thinking of all the survivors who live, lives are forever changed. Turned into another horrific reminder of how gun violence continues to tear our communities apart. Quote, ending the gun violence epidemic is personal to me. This is Joe Biden speaking. It's why I signed into law the Bipartisan Safety Communities Act, the most meaningful gun safety bill in decades, and have announced dozens of gun safety executive actions. I also established the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, overseen by Vice President Harris. We've made significant progress, but the crisis requires even more progress in the future. Biden continued his statement by saying, after decades of infractions, the Republicans in Congress must finally say enough is enough and work with the Democrats to pass common sense gun safety legislation. He's saying, when he says common sense gun legislation, Joe Biden is talking about the confiscation of all weapons. Taking the weapons out of the hands of the free citizens of the United States of America is not the answer to the gun violence, as it is called, and the murder that we've just witnessed with a 14-year-old lad in North Georgia. Remember, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz have already loudly announced, if elected, we, Kamala Harris, will confiscate all citizens' weapons and be mandated through a federal gun buyback program. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, the person said the government could not pass a background check. That was one of my sons. If they take your guns back, buy your guns back, they couldn't pass a background check to own the gun that they want to take from you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Harris-Biden administration has allowed illegal invaders, listen, to come in to pillage, to plunder, to rape, to rob, to stab, to shoot, and kill citizens and law enforcement included. And now they want to take away our citizens' right to keep and bear arms? Listen, it was Tim Walz in Minnesota. Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the thugs were in the streets, burning buildings, shooting at police, burning police headquarters, destroying hundreds of millions of dollars worth of material and properties. And Tim Walz, governor, said that was just an angry mob that was dissatisfied with the way things are being done. And it's okay to do that? And you are not expected to protect yourself and your property. I tell people I believe in God and Glock, and in that order. I believe we have that right based on the authority of the Word of God. I believe we have that responsibility based on the authority of the Word of God. I believe that we have the responsibility of protecting our families, protecting our homes, and defending our lives and the lives of our family members. Now, many of the schools across the nation today, ladies and gentlemen, already have some type program instituted for the lockdown in the schools where they have police officers on hand. Uvalde, Texas, you found though the police officers started running away from the shooting rather than running toward the shooting to protect the people. But you can put all the gun laws on the books that you want to. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to stop the wicked hearts of those that are doing the shootings and the killing and the pillaging that is taking place in our nation today. I am saddened to say that it is the wicked heart that makes that decision. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over to the question or comment, please.
I mean, it's all you see here, brother, is the destruction, you know what I mean, of a nation. One, because the liberals, they got so many huddles. He was under the radar of the authorities, of the police, and many authorities in Georgia. But for some reason, they didn't do, you know. I know it's impossible to prevent something, but at least, you know, do something meaningful. But then when you go and find out, it is the huddles that the liberals make you jump over, you know, because they make it so difficult to put action. And that's one thing. And the other thing is the liberals, like always, they just following the script of the socio-communist worldwide. Look at Venezuela, look at Europe, mm-hmm. look at England. Many of those countries, the first thing they do is they remove the guns from the law-abiding citizens. That's how they impose their mentality and leftist ideology. Look at the mess that is going on in Venezuela. The people cannot own guns. It's only the government. Same thing in Cuba. In many other countries. So they are following the script. They are for killing unborn babies. Look at it worldwide, the same mentality. They are against the government. They are against the law-abiding citizens. They are against God. They hate Israel. They're all united. They are just following the script. And I think that's what they want. They hate the people that own guns in America. I don't own one, but I'm not against them. And they hate that because they know that once they remove the guns, they can get away with anything that they want, and they can use the force as they always wanted to. The only thing that prevented it is the people that had guns, and they cannot remove that from the Constitution. And that's something that they really hate. And don't be wrong, brother. If these people, I hope not, get elected, they're going to do something crazy to remove or go to your house and remove the guns. Because that's the final goal, and that's how they can impose and do whatever they want. I hope that never happens in America. But anyway, yes. it's just sad what's going on, brother.
Jose, hold the line for just a moment. You touched on Venezuela. You know, they just had an election in Venezuela, and it's Maduro. What is his name? That's the head of Venezuela.
Maduro.
I was trying mm-hmm. to get it. My tongue was twisted. Maduro just mm-hmm. won by a landslide. Now, the United States government, the Biden-Harris administration, now saying that he is not the legal president or the head of Venezuela. The one that he was running against really won the election. And now here's America, the federal government, the Biden administration, Biden-Harris administration, denying Maduro's election. But the election equipment that's used by Venezuela is the identical electronic equipment that's used in America. And yet you're not supposed to say that the 2020 election was stolen. And yet our federal government, the Biden administration, is saying that Maduro stole the election. How did he steal it? The same equipment that was stolen in America with in 2020. I'd love for people to go back and research that. I find it fascinating that Joe Biden is saying that he didn't win the election. But bottom line is, you're exactly right. You disarm the people. The people have no choice but to submit and surrender to the totalitarian governments that's over them on a global basis. And we see that on the fast track. And as one of our callers said, that's the tool that will be used by the Antichrist step on the scene. They will have no retaliation, no self-defense of the citizens around the globe.
Yes.
So it deserves our prayer.
And believe it or not, brother, many Latinos in the United States with this nonsense in Venezuela, they are waking up. And they say, wait a minute, this guy is a dictator. He stole the election using the system that is being used in America. And communist China and Russia, they're already backing this dictator in Venezuela. And Joe Biden, that's what the Latino community feels like nowadays. They haven't said anything meaningful. If they are the democracy defenders, are they supposed to be worldwide? They are timid. They don't say anything about this issue. The only thing is little pieces, but they don't feel that this administration is backing liberty and democracy in Venezuela with this election. He hasn't come out with a statement, a strong statement. Hey, listen, this is not right what's going on. He's putting people in jail, bloggers, influencers. This video, they're going to the house knocking only because they that disagree with the government, or you post something that goes against the government. And this government, the U.S. government, Biden, is not saying anything. And the people knows if that will be Trump, that will be a different tune that they'll be speaking. It's sad, brother. We need to elect Trump again. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jose, for your call. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I think is vital for us to understand. It's gun confiscation and Kamala Harris. This shooting in North Georgia, 14-year-old lad killed two students and two teachers, well, nine others that are injured, and most of those nine are still in the hospital recuperating. But ladies and gentlemen, what happened in Germany just a few weeks ago should set the stage and let us see the handwriting on the wall. Looking at headlines from Germany, suspect is in fatal knife attack in Germany was motivated by ISIS terror group, the prosecutors have said. Here's another headline. Islamic State group claims responsibility for the knife attack that killed three in Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, I won't take time to read blurbs from the articles, but the bottom line, that knife attack, the Islamic jihadist used a 4.5-inch knife to slit the throats of, I believe, several, half a dozen or more. And there was a meeting in a celebration group. I believe it was celebrating the 650th birthday, the anniversary of that city. And as a result of that, now the leadership in Germany just ordered, now Fiat ordered, that the citizens can't carry a gun. Now they can't carry a knife if it's more than 2.5 inches long. So it's the control of the people, and yet in all of Europe, including Germany, you have the Islamic jihadists coming in, raping, robbing, pillaging, killing, destroying, and they are claiming all of Europe as being Islamicized today. And that's on the fast track for America. And we have our liberal, bleeding heart liberals that's in control of the government in many of our cities and states and on the national level that is now wanting to say, as a result of this, using any excuse, but this excuse is better than none as they see it, that we need to shut down any further opportunity for the citizens to be armed and protect themselves with it. So, ladies and gentlemen, based on that, with the German citizen now legally not allowed to carry a knife more than 2.5 inches, with the United States government and its hand at the throttle on the fast track to control the citizens in protecting themselves and defending ourselves on a national level, we're in trouble if Kamala Harris goes in office. We're in deep, deep trouble if Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are elected as President and Vice President of the United States of America. It's more than ever that we should recognize the vital, vital, vital need for we the people to cast the ballot on November the 5th, just a few days from now, that we cast a ballot that will put Donald J. Trump in office. He's the only one, I believe. Right, now listen, I understand that the scripture says in Psalms 146, verse 3, that we ought not to put our trust in man or in the princes because they can give no help. But from a human standpoint, I believe that's the only answer. And I believe that we need to be praying that God will intervene and put Trump back in office to clean the sewer. It's not a swamp, it's a sewer that's being run. And ladies and gentlemen, just think. It's not the knife, it's not the gun, it's not the AR-15 that does the killing, it's the person that pulls the trigger. Perhaps we need to just do a little thinking for a moment. So listen, We need to outlaw cars. I touched on this earlier. We need to outlaw cars because, after all, a drunk driver get behind the steering wheel, pulls the trigger, if you please, by putting his foot on the accelerator and killing others with the vehicle. So it's the vehicle that's fault. We need to confiscate all vehicles. We need to cancel the privilege of buying an automobile. We need to make an automobile an illegal instrument that will kill. We ought to make a law to outlaw forks. I've used that talking to one of our sons this morning. He said, Dad, he said, maybe we need to outlaw forks because it makes us fat. I said, that's a good point. But we need to outlaw forks and spoons because, after all, they're used to put food in our mouth and it makes us fat. So the fork and spoon's guilty. We need to outlaw, if you please, rocks. Do enough research. Find out how many people, past, present, future, have been killed with rocks, bashing the head in with rocks. I believe we need to recognize the danger and outlaw rocks that's used to kill. It was Cain that killed Abel with a rock. Ladies and gentlemen, we must outlaw all baseball bats. Go back and research how many people are killed by a blow in the head with a baseball bat or a stick or a limb from a tree. We need to outlaw all of those because, after all, they kill people. But don't forget, let's outlaw pencils, too. Let's outlaw pencils, yes. It's the pencil that caused me to fail my exam. It wasn't me. It was the pencil that put down the wrong answer. So let's outlaw pencils. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, it's the heart. It's the wicked heart, deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9 tells us. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Brother Dr. Lumgood, you've already mentioned about the guns and the knives. What about the bows and arrows and the slingshots?
You know, let's outlaw all of them. Yeah,
you can. Every one of them, yeah, they're dangerous.
That's right. We can't have any more archery out there, so you take the bow and arrow out of the man's hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's the arrow that done it. They need to blunt those heads. Oh, Lord.
Absolutely.
Have mercy, oh, Lord. Come on, Jesus, and get us.
Amen. You're exactly right, brother. Thank you so much for your call. The point was well made. We could look at any instrument, and yet that instrument that is dangerous could be picked up and placed in the hands of an individual and take an individual's life as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, every Christian, every conservative, every constitutionalist, every patriot, we need to recognize the vital need for us to vote the candidate that will preserve our Bill of Rights, secure our borders, protect our children in the school system. Listen, the public school system today, ladies and gentlemen, has devolved into the position of indoctrination and brainwashing of our kids in the school, brainwashing them to believe that somehow, some way, the LGBTQ agenda is good and embrace that. Listen, if we would turn back to God and put the Ten Commandments back in our schools, let the Bible be back in the classrooms, allow teachers and kids to pray in the school, if we would let our U.S. flags be flown in the classroom and pledge to the flags again in the classroom, if we would allow Christians to have Christian chaplains to go into the classrooms and be able to teach the Bible, as is law now in the state of Florida, that it can be done, and I'm thankful for that. Maybe we would not have as many of these kids like we have the 14-year-old killing the people in North Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to some fundamental basics. If we would have Bible in the classroom, prayer in the classroom, pledge to the flag, and the building up of who we are as American citizens back in the classroom, we would greatly reduce the number of thugs with a desire to kill after watching video footage with their handheld devices and going in with an AR-15 and shooting people. Perhaps we could save America and empty the prisons. We just simply turn back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological